Welcome to the Live Well, Live Long, Stay Well, Stay Strong program. Lynn here with you this week as we discuss wills, enduring documents and advanced care directives. As part of my job at COTA Tasmania, the Council on the Ageing, I chat to older people about why it's a good idea to think about what's important to you as you age. But the things I'm going to talk about today aren't just for older people. Whatever your age, there are some legal documents you should think about putting in place. At COTA, we talk about doing the four. That is, putting in place four legal documents intended to ensure your wishes are respected if you die or lose the ability to make certain decisions for yourself. People living with dementia can lose some decision-making capacity or need support to make decisions. But it's important to remember that decision-making can also be impaired by brain injury, through other diseases or accident. So again, even if you're young, it's worth thinking about doing the four. Before describing each of these documents, I want to stress that in most cases, we think it's a really good idea to get legal advice to draw them up and to avoid online kits. This is because lawyers can explain ways to add paragraphs to better reflect your wishes. They can help you avoid mistakes that may result in a different outcome from the one you wanted. They can explain the situation if you marry or move interstate. And they can explain whether documents drawn up in another state or territory are valid in Tasmania. If you don't have enough money to pay a lawyer, there are options, which I'll explain at the end of this talk. So let's talk about each of these four important documents in turn. Wills are the ones most people know about and tend to be the most interested in. If you die without a will, someone else will decide who inherits your estate. The way your finances and assets are arranged before your death affects what goes into your estate to be distributed according to your will and what might go directly to someone such as your partner. It's a good idea to consult a lawyer or financial advisor about this, particularly if you're part of a blended family. In fact, if you remarry, you really need to make a new will. Next, at COTA we encourage people to think about putting in place an enduring power of attorney. This document nominates someone you trust to manage your finances or help you make financial decisions if you lose the capacity to do so yourself. It doesn't allow that person to make lifestyle decisions for you. That's an enduring guardianship, which I'll talk about in a minute. Enduring powers of attorney have to be registered with the Land Titles Office before they can be activated. Sadly, however, if you appoint someone who turns out to be untrustworthy or unscrupulous, they may misuse enduring powers of attorney. They may even start treating your money as their own, which is most certainly not what they're meant to do. That's why it's vitally important that the person you appoint is someone you absolutely trust. They also need to have the ability and time to manage what can sometimes be complex financial transactions on your behalf. This means in some cases it may not be best to appoint your adult child. Whoever you appoint, make sure you tell them what your wishes are and also what their duties will be, and that they're required to keep records. A new legal aid service called Senior Assist is developing a brochure that will help make these duties very clear, and we recommend you get hold of this when it's available from legal aid. In Tasmania, enduring powers of attorney and enduring guardianship are separate documents. As mentioned, the first applies to financial decisions and the second to lifestyle decisions. If you're unable to make decisions yourself, your enduring guardian can decide things like where you live, who visits you, and what medical procedures you receive or don't receive. If you lose the capacity to make these decisions for yourself and you haven't appointed someone as your enduring guardian, the Guardianship and Administration Board can appoint someone you know or the public guardian. Similarly, if you haven't got an enduring power of attorney in place, the Guardianship and Administration Board might step in here and appoint someone known to you or the public trustee. Although enduring powers of attorney and enduring guardianship are different, lifestyle decisions often require financial decisions. So it's good to think about whether the people you appoint will be able to work well together if they're not the same person. Finally, I want to talk about an advanced care directive. This document enables you to explain in advance to your loved ones and healthcare providers in writing what treatments you do and don't want should you lose the ability to communicate. According to Palliative Care Tasmania, in general, doctors are required to follow your directions if medically appropriate, and if they're sure your refusal of treatment was intended to apply in the circumstances at hand. However, medical and health practitioners are not obliged to provide treatment that would result in ineffective healthcare or would violate healthcare standards. You can download an Advanced Care Directive pro forma from the website of Palliative Care Tasmania. Although, like us, Palliative Care Tasmania recommends you get legal advice before drawing up a will or an enduring power of attorney, it doesn't press people to consult a lawyer before creating an Advanced Care Directive, though you may do so if you wish. Once you've filled in your Advanced Care Directive, make sure you give copies to loved ones, your GP, hospital, aged care facility, and anyone else involved in your healthcare. Now, I'll just talk briefly about the costs involved. If you have a seniors card, healthcare card, or pension card, the public trustee can draw up your will and enduring power of attorney free of charge, provided you appoint the public trustee to administer your estate when you die. However, you need to be aware that if you appoint the public trustee as the executor of your will, it will charge a percentage of the assets in your estate to carry out these tasks. If you find it hard to talk about any of these subjects with your loved ones, Relationships Australia Tasmania has an elder relationship service that can provide counselling or bring everyone together to talk things through. But sometimes, even with the best preparation, things don't go as intended. Or people appointed to be enduring powers of attorney or enduring guardians don't behave well. Anyone concerned about themselves or an older person they know can ring the Elder Abuse Helpline on 1800 441 169 to ask questions and get information about options. Another alternative, if someone is harming an older person, is to contact Legal Aid's Senior Assist Service. If you'd like to know more about the documents I've mentioned or services I've discussed today, just ring me on 6231 3265 or email me at lynm@cotataz.org.au. For more information about the Live Well, Live Long program, please call 6166 2350 or go to the Clarence or Glenorchy City Council's websites or Facebook pages. Hobart FM, supporting our community.